because the Hawks played last night, and I was like, oh, of all the daggone people to hit a dagger shot, it had to be him.
Yeah.
Had to be him.
The guy we probably, outside of Rudy Gobert, Jordan Poole is probably the player that you and I have had the most fun with over the last couple of years.
Yes.
Just like, what the hell is he doing and all that kind of stuff.
Yes. Dagger.
But, yeah, 26 last night, 6 of 8 from downtown.
Dagger.
Don't forget Kyle Kuzma, who also went 5 of 9 from downtown, had 25 points. And I think, you know, I don't, not to make too much of a statement about one game or the first week or anything like that, but I think a pretty good idea, not surprising idea, but a pretty good idea of who this basketball team is going to be. I think they're going to be competitive with teams like this.
Right.
I think it's going to be good games on nights when they play teams like Washington or teams like Brooklyn or teams like Charlotte that they beat to start the year. When they go on the road and take on teams like the Thunder, who are built a little bit differently and sort of have a different set of goals like, for this season.
Yeah, like an MVP, NBA, like MVP candidates.
MVP candidates and Western Conference, maybe NBA Finals kind of stuff. Those games are going to go a little bit differently. The frustrating part for me in a game like last night is, first of all, they found themselves with a pretty big lead at one point and let it slip away. They played their way back into it late and had a couple good looks.
Yeah.
Like, Reese Hoshea had a look from the corner that would have tied the thing, and he hit the side of the backboard. So that's what's going to happen, the growing pains for the rookies. Growing pains for the, but that's the one thing he's supposed to be able to do is shoot.
Yeah.
They found the man in the corner under a minute with as they cut the lead to 3, and he hit the side of the backboard.
Well, you know that lighting down there, State Farm, from that corner.
Oh, yeah. No, everybody knows that.
Yeah, the depth perceptor
is like
an
optical illusion.
Yeah, it's off a little bit. I mean, that's at least how he shot it.
It looked like an optical illusion.
Exactly.
And then just the – and this is the same old kind of story, but they – and maybe it's a small sample size, whatever – but they are last in the NBA at defending the three-point shot. They gave up 21 of them last night. That's one of these things that's supposed to be better. And I know the defense, I guess, overall has been a bit better, but it was a low bar last season and the year before. But they do not defend that three ball well. They're giving up 42% on threes through 4 games, which, if they continue to do that,
will be the worst in the NBA.
Be the worst in the NBA.
Yep. Yeah.
you can't live like that. So hopefully that improves as the season goes on. But
it was a rough night shooting for Trey. Obviously, he didn't get his shot going and anything like that. Big game. I mean, Jalen Johnson continues to just get better and better and better.
He got a very large contract while you were gone.
And that was the next thing I said. Wow. I saw that he got the rookie extension and everything. So, you know, that's obviously how they view him as a cornerstone player in this franchise, rightfully so. I mean, this kid looks like he has the goods to be one of those type players. And hopefully he can just develop into all that. But I was laughing because I said, Larry Nance Jr. is like, 15 off the bench. Then I was like, okay, old school. Because, I mean, when he came in the trade over from New Orleans, my first thing was like, oh, he's going to be moved or bought out or whatever.
Right.
And then we found out he was the team captain.
Turns out he's the leader.
He's the leader of the team. So I'm like, well, he ain't going nowhere. You can't get rid of your leader. And so, but, I mean, anytime you get contributions. But I think, you know, we know this. Trey's not going to shoot like this every night.
Right.
If Trey has a good night last night, the shooting this game is not this close.
Yep.
And so, I'll take it from that as far as – but I'm with you on, you know, competing and beating and being at games with teams like this. You know, this team, like Indiana, all those type of things. But, yeah, they should be all right.